From KBIA News in Columbia, this is Intersection, Conversations with Our Community. I'm Sarah Shariari. Anxiety is something we all feel, but for some people it goes beyond the fleeting or the manageable and starts really changing the way they live their lives. Back in June, KBIA reporter Gimel Sabingo wrote a story about how anxiety is a very common mental health problem among college students. She talked with healthcare experts and a couple Missouri students, and lots of people read that story. It got everyone here at Intersection thinking about how the issue of anxiety really touched a nerve with our listeners in this university town, and we wanted to take a closer look at this important issue. First, I asked Gimel, the reporter on that story back in June, to talk with us about how she chose the story and how she reported it.
Well, I've recently gotten an interest in health reporting. This past semester, I took a science, health, and environmental writing class, and I'm part of the AHCJ, which is the Association of Healthcare Journalists, and I went to their conference around that time. So I've kind of been really paying attention to health news, and I found this story through the New York Times and about this study about anxiety being surpassing depression among as the most common mental health problem among college students, which was kind of alarming in and of itself, the fact that college students, young people that, you know, they don't really have major stressors quite yet. I mean, the majority, you wouldn't think. I mean, obviously there are students that are going through really difficult things, but, you know, usually you think of adults as going through more difficult stuff, and young people that are learning are going through these mental health problems that are so, you know, debilitating. So I thought it was a really important issue to talk about and to get the word out, but I also felt it'd be relevant for college students that are going through the same thing and kind of don't know what to do about it. But it's also important for the parents of college students, or even parents of young kids or high school students that are going off to college, to kind of know how to navigate that and maybe see what they could do to help and support their students. So I thought it'd be a great story to do as well. But in terms of finding someone or people to talk to me about their personal issues, I was nervous about it at first, that I wouldn't be able to find it. But I was pleasantly surprised at how willing students were to talk to me about this issue. I went on Facebook, some Facebook groups from Mizzou, and I just posted that I'm working on a story about anxiety and depression, and if anybody would like to talk to me and tell me their story, then just message me. And then I got Wendy contacted me. And then the second thing that I did was I contacted several health, mental health facilities and organizations throughout mid-Missouri, and there was one in St. Louis that got back to me and said, we know of a college student who would be willing to talk to you, and that was Katarina. So these two girls were willing, they were so brave in talking to me about really, really personal issues. And even while interviewing them, I made sure to like listen and be as compassionate as possible, because this is really difficult stuff to talk about. And even during the editing process and writing the scripts, I really made sure to try to honor what they shared and to make sure that this story impacts other people and helps other people. And I'm sure they felt that that's what it would do, and so I'm glad that they were able to talk to me.
That was KBIA reporter Gimel Sabingo telling us about a story she reported on anxiety in college students. While we were working on this story, the Intersection team was also on the lookout for a college student dealing with anxiety who would be willing to talk with us about the experience. Of course, we wanted to be really respectful and sensitive in this search, and we finally met Sarah Bess.
My anxiety first started, I guess, about 2 years ago, and really, like, this school aspect, like, the stress that it puts on it makes it almost even worse, and it kind of just, it gets to be overbearing sometimes, like, to the point where I don't really like to go out because I get, like, too anxious and too worked up about it, and I mean, most people that know me, like, know that I'm, like, always smiling and really happy and stuff, but, like, they don't realize that in the inside, like, I'm just freaking out, like totally freaking out.
And how did you start to realize that you had anxiety? Because it's a feeling that can start, and sometimes you just don't really know to identify it if it's something you haven't lived with before.
Mm-hmm. That this anxiety was actually more difficult for me to realize that I had. I started having panic attacks my sophomore year, and then I kind of realized, wow, maybe I actually do need to get some help with this and find someone that actually knows like what I'm dealing with. So,
and what does it feel like to experience a panic attack?
Well, it's kind of like shortness of breath, like you just can't breathe and you're just freaking out so much and your chest just kind of tightens so much and there's just kind of nothing you can do. It just happens. You kind of just have to let it happen. And I mean, with me, like I get super like clammed up and everything and I just kind of don't really know what to do. It's kind of scary.
And are there certain situations or things that are going to happen that make you feel particularly nervous and anxious?
Definitely. Going out like to the bars and stuff or pretty much anything social definitely works up my anxiety the most. But I've also noticed that doing things like even just this interview and anything that has to do with me talking to people that I don't know or going to class where I don't like know anybody in my classes and stuff, those things are the most because I don't have like that support system almost of knowing everybody and knowing that they like aren't going to judge me or anything for it.
So do you think the fear is of not knowing how people are going to act toward you or how they're going to think about you in those situations?
I would say so, yeah. For me, at least. I know for some people it's completely different. Like their anxiety could be triggered by something totally, totally different. But I know with me it's definitely that I'm afraid that, A, they're going to find out that I'm dealing with some mental disorders and stuff and that they're going to treat me completely different. And I just want everyone to treat me like I'm a normal person, you know?
So it's not so much the fear of people knowing that you have a problem, but of them treating you differently because you're dealing with this problem?
Yes, absolutely.
And a lot of people start to deal with anxiety in college. And in some cases, part of it is that people come from high school environments or family environments that are sort of smaller or more protected or where you're less exposed. Do you think that was the case for you with coming to college?
No, I don't think so. I was really excited to come to Mizzou, and my older brother went here, and having him here my freshman year really helped, and so I didn't really experience any anxiety then with him here. But then when he left, it kind of started getting worse, and I think it was just the combination of, you know, realizing, well, this is what I'm gonna have to figure out what I'm gonna do with the rest of my life, and going to this huge campus and trying to ace all these classes and having such like a heavy workload and everything like that. I think that's what happened with me for sure.
And how was the process of realizing that, okay, I think that I need help with this, and how was the process of going to get help? Because sometimes that's the hardest step.
Yeah. I've actually talked to a lot of people who haven't gone to that step yet, and I'm trying to encourage as many people as I can to reach out and to go talk to someone, even if it's someone that also has it and it's not like a therapist or a psychiatrist or something. Like, actually reaching out is hands down the best thing that I have ever done. With me, after I started having several panic attacks and spending weekends inside instead of going out like I usually did, I realized, okay, maybe I should go talk to someone. And I found out that the counseling center here at Mizzou was free, and I'm like, of course, that sounds awesome. So I went to them for about a year, and that really helped me. And so I decided to stop going because I thought, you know, hey, I'm cured. But then this past summer, everything just got, like, a ton worse. And so I decided to go to the mental health clinic here. And I talked to a psychiatrist, and she's fantastic. She has really helped me a ton and just really bringing me down and calming me down and making me realize that this is the main focus, this is the main issue, and this is what you need to work on. So, and I'm planning on possibly going back to therapy because it helped me so much. And I stopped because it was summer, and so I wasn't here. And I just didn't have a ton of time. But I realized that making time for this and getting better is way more important than staying home and just trying to deal with it myself.
And what is the therapy experience like for you or seeing the psychiatrist? How do they sort of help you think of things that you can do, or how do they help you realize what's going on?
Mm-hmm. At first, I was terrified, like absolutely terrified of going in and telling some random person about my personal issues and everything. And that was definitely the scariest part. But once I kind of was talking a little bit, and they would just ask a lot of questions to help me feel more comfortable. Nothing super personal, but they would always be like, you know what, you can tell me whatever you want, and if you don't feel comfortable, then just tell me. And so that them making you comfortable is a huge thing. And so after we, like, talked a little bit about everything that was going on, then they started to kind of give me advice. At first, they would just listen, which was awesome because I just needed to vent everything out. And then they started being like, okay, well, maybe this weekend your goal could be to try to go out one time a week or even just for an hour or something. So they would kind of try to give me goals to achieve every time I went in, just little tiny things that would just help me increase every single week to get better.
And how does it feel when you accomplish one of those goals?
Oh, it's a relief. It really is. It feels fantastic because I feel like I'm heading into the direction of the old Sarah, you know, how I was always going out and always so happy. And I would love to go out and talk to strangers, you know, like anybody. It doesn't matter. But so now it feels good to finally be able to be doing that again and going back out like I used to.
So it's sort of like returning to the person that you know yourself mm-hmm. to be. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that you meet a lot of other people, students, maybe other people who do have problems with anxiety?
Well, at first, I honestly didn't know how many people actually struggle with anxiety. I was totally blind to the concept that, oh, hey, there's probably a lot of people on campus that are dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with. And so I reached out to a few people on this social media app, and I was talking to them, and I was realizing that I wasn't alone. And finding, like, the comfort of them understanding everything, truly understanding, helped me a ton. And knowing that I wasn't alone and that even though they might be experiencing it a little differently, it still helped to find these people. And it's way more common than I realized on campus.
Is your experience of going out to a bar or going to class, like, how is that different now that you've looked for help for anxiety and depression than it before?
You know, I'm still kind of working on the anxiety part. I have medication that I take before I do anything that's like super anxiety related. But I've noticed that even if I don't take it, I'm definitely going out and trying to talk to people. If it's in class, I'll try to talk to my neighbor, which I would never do before. Or going out to bars and at least bringing a few people that I'm friends with and possibly meeting some other people that I don't know. It's gotten a lot easier, but it's definitely something I'm still working on.
And it's interesting because there are some people who say, oh, anxiety, people just need to get over it. Like, as if a thing that you could just decide, like, it's not going to happen to me anymore. Mm-hmm. What do you think those people aren't understanding about the experience?
That, to me, is the most frustrating thing, is I had friends who were like, what are you freaking out about? Like, that's, you're just being stupid, you're overreacting, like, get over it. And that was just so frustrating because they just truly don't understand, like, what goes on in your mind and in your body and what's causing you to freak out and stuff. And it's just difficult to try to explain to someone who doesn't really understand it or hasn't seen someone go through it, you know? So, you know, sometimes it might just be hard for them to understand. So if you're patient with them and try to explain it a little bit more, then hopefully they'll start understanding.
And what I think one of the interesting things is people think of people who are dealing with mental problems, and they think it's something that'll be obvious on the outside, that you'll be able to tell that somebody has a mm-hmm. problem. But especially with anxiety, and I think often with depression, you can't tell by looking at somebody.
Definitely. And like I said at the beginning, most people that know me know that I'm always smiling, I'm always laughing, I love having a good time, I love talking to people. But, I mean, on the inside, I'm struggling with both anxiety and depression. So even the people that you think are the happiest and that there's absolutely nothing wrong with them, they are most likely the people that are dealing with this. And that there's just so many people that people don't realize are actually going through this also.
That was Sarah, who found a lot of the resources she needs here at MU. To talk more about what help students can access, I talked with Dr. Colton Miller. He's a licensed psychologist with the MU Student Health Center. These days, there's an increasing awareness of the issue of anxiety among college students. Is that something that you're dealing with a lot at the Student Health Center?
Most certainly. In fact, nationwide, we've seen a dramatic increase for demand for psychological services on pretty much all university campuses. And so I think there's a lot of reasons for that, but certainly we feel that here at MU as well.
And what do you think are some of the factors contributing to that demand here?
Well, it's a good question, and it's something that a lot of psychologists at universities have looked into. The most obvious one, which isn't that titillating, is just the increased enrollment. I think the stat was since 1990, there's been a 46% increase in student enrollment at universities. So obviously with more supply, there'll be more demand there. There are some other contributing factors as well. I think in a positive way, I believe stigma around mental health has decreased. And so more people are willing to seek out services when they're in need. Again, I think that's a positive thing. Additionally, if you were to ask, for example, your parents or my parents if they knew anything about counseling centers when they went to university, they'd give you a blank stare. When I asked my parents, they said they didn't even know there were counseling centers at universities until I started working at them. And so increased awareness of services and, of course, universities being willing to offer and fund those services for students. Obviously, if they're there, people are going to seek them out.
And for somebody who comes to school and feels like he or she is experiencing a lot of anxiety, how can we separate those sort of normal stresses and jitters about tests and you're in a new social situation? I mean, it's an incredibly complicated situation. How can people tell if they're normally stressed out or if they're feeling anxiety that they should really go talk with someone about?
Well, it's a good question. I think to describe this in the easiest way possible is psychological disorders are kind of the extremes of everyday occurrences. For example, like you mentioned, if somebody maybe fails a test, they're obviously going to be disappointed, may even feel sad or a little depressed about that for a few days, which is pretty normal to experience those feelings. However, if that extends for weeks at a time and it drops their energy levels and they lose interest, and then we start getting into the realm of possibly a psychological disorder like major depressive disorder or something like that. With anxiety, if I had to give a presentation today in class, I obviously, or like this interview, I'd feel a little bit nervous about doing so. However, that would pass. Somebody who's experiences what we call a generalized anxiety disorder, that would go on for weeks, if not months, and this constant feeling of being on edge and keyed up and consistently worrying about things that probably don't need to be you need to be worrying about. So basically the idea here is that it'll interrupt your daily functioning, whether with a school or your social life, and it kind of continues on and on for weeks, if not months. That's probably where you need to be seeking out help.
And some people feel stress attached to different specific situations. Like some people may feel really anxious about social situations, and some people may feel particularly anxious about school.
Right. And a lot of that is fairly normal. I mean, I can't tell you how many students have come to my office and say, hey, I don't really like social situations. And my response to that is, neither do I. And so, again, there is just this normal part of everyday anxiety that we all kind of experience. And I should say not all anxiety is bad. I mean, if you had no anxiety whatsoever, we'd probably be concerned about you. And so there's kind of this optimal level of functioning that we're shooting for, and that's where most people are. And we seem to fluctuate along that continuum, and that's okay too. Again, the concern becomes when it's more sustained over a long period of time and you can't seem to shake it off. That's probably where you should seek out some professional help.
And starting school is a really hard time for a lot of people, and it's also a time when a lot of psychological conditions seem to present themselves. So young people are negotiating this like incredibly complex psychological landscape at this point in their lives.
Yeah, naturally, this time of life for students is very kind of high stress. They're leaving home, a lot of them, for the first time. They're getting used to a new environment. They're trying to make new friends, and they many of them don't know many people that come. And so naturally, there's going to be these stressors that appear. And what we've seen, and like you just mentioned, typically some psychological disorders do appear in adolescence to young adulthood. And as we see, that is the time that most people come to college. And so we kind of see more serious conditions come bubble up to the surface during this time. And so that's not uncommon at all.
So for friends or family or even people who experience anxiety themselves, something they can ask themselves is, am I responding to something that's actually happening in my life? And am I able to get over it within, you know, a few days, a reasonable period of time, or am I feeling it sort of expand out into my life and really interfere with a lot of my activities that I need or want to be doing?
Right. The operative word there is interfere. If your general sense of being, kind of your general state, is not to where you feel like it could be, and it is interfering again with your schoolwork or your social life, that's probably where you need to seek out some professional help.
And what is it like when somebody looks for professional help for anxiety at the Student Health Center?
Great question. I would say here at MU, it's very easy to find professional help. In fact, this is I've worked at, I think, four or five different universities at this point in my career, and MU is the one place that I've noticed that has multiple sites where students can seek out help. One being the MU Counseling Center that's here on campus, the other being the Student Health Center. Within the Student Health Center, which is where I work, we have behavioral health services, and we have several licensed psychologists and social workers. And so for a student who's looking for some help with psychological needs, if they were to come to the Student Health Center, we could probably get them in with what we call a triage appointment within a day or two. And that's just kind of an initial brief meeting to discuss what's going on for them and then to come up and decide upon some treatment options. Those options may include individual therapy. They could include some type of group therapy. They could include psychotropic medication. We do have a partnership with the Department of Psychiatry and the School of Medicine, and so we have on-staff psychiatrists, which is great. In addition, what's nice about the Student Health Center is we're fully integrated. And what that means is we share electronic medical records with all the primary care physicians in the Student Health Center. We're on the same floor as them. We interact daily with them, and so we kind of take a more of a holistic look at healthcare, not just separating out the mental health from the physical. We try to integrate everything. And so the Student Health Center is a great place to seek out psychological help, in addition to the MU Counseling Center. Also, I know we all have connections with private practitioners in the community if somebody needs more intensive care as well.
And there are some people, as I've been reading a lot of things on anxiety amongst college students, some people say, you know what? These students have been coddled by their parents. They're not prepared for the real world. They really just need to get it together and deal with what's going on in their lives, basically saying that they're a bunch of wimps. What would you say to somebody who talks that way about anxiety and college students?
I'd first say, wow, you sound a lot like my dad. There's kind of this sentiment, and it's kind of a hot topic right now, I think, in psychology and mental health, is the idea of resiliency. And it seems to be, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, we kind of came up with this idea, instead of just berating our children, tell them to get over it, we need to really praise them and tell them they're all great and special. And that seems to backfire a little bit because we went from one end of the spectrum to the other. I think now the advice is kind of encourage the journey, meaning if your child is struggling to, in academics or sports, tell them that that struggle is important for them, because if they learn how to struggle and work through that, then they can do difficult things rather than just praising the outcome. Anyway, and so a lot of what's going on in psychology is this debate. Is this millennial generation resilient? Are they lacking in resiliency? Are there too many coddlers? Are there too many helicopter parents? And I don't think the issue's been resolved at all, but I do know there's a lot of ongoing research about that currently.
And if there are people who are going to be going to college in the next few years, or parents thinking about their future college student leaving the nest, mm-hmm. are there things that they can do to sort of prepare for the stresses of college so that the student doesn't feel a lot of anxiety when he or she begins?
Well, I would say that I would encourage the parents to tell them, hey, look, you are going to feel some anxiety, and that's okay. You are going to be stressed. I mean, this is a difficult time for you. But, you know, again, part of the journey of obtaining a degree is working through those things and showing yourself that you can do it. So just kind of being encouraging and supportive and understanding that your child, your student, is going to go through some difficult times. Now, if you're concerned about them, always better safe than sorry. Let them know that there are resources on campus for them. I think MU does a good job at advertising all these different resources all over the place. And so encouraging and being supportive of them seeking out help if they feel like they need to be assessed. It never hurts for somebody to come in who's wondering, do I need help? Do I not need help? We're more than happy to accommodate the requests and talk to them about what would be helpful for them and what wouldn't be. And kind of the old stigma, for example, if they were to come in for psychological help is, you know, they'll lay on the couch. I have to do this for 6 months straight. It's going to be long. That's simply not true. In fact, we work through a lot of our students fairly quickly, and a lot of them get relief and find help within 3 to 4 sessions.
Are there certain feelings or experiences of anxiety that you commonly see with students, that somebody is unable to sleep, for example, or feels a lot of, you know, terror or stress or gets really sweaty for an exam, before an exam?
I think amongst our clients, we just see a lot of anxiety, just like you described. Some of it is what we would say situational, meaning it's attached to a specific event that they're worried about or concerned about, whether that's a friendship or a relationship or a certain class or their grades that are coming out. Our concern, again, is when it's more prolonged and sustained, that it kind of becomes what we call generalized anxiety disorder. And in that case, we really try to help them kind of reframe their thinking, explore what's at the source of their anxiety and how they can effectively deal with it. And so here at MU, we see the myriad, the whole spectrum of psychological disorders, from the things that are more adjustment to situational stuff all the way to very chronic and severe pathology that we're dealing with. And I think we're more than well equipped to deal with everything that comes through our doors. Most of us, I would say, are trained as what we call generalists. And so we are able to see the spectrum of different concerns and disorders.
And in terms of anxiety, are there any other concerns or disorders that it frequently mixes or co-presents with?
Yeah, great question. And so we call that comorbid. And so typically we'll see if somebody's been struggling with anxiety for months, if not years, that wears them down to the point where it could develop into a depressive episode as well. So anxiety along with depression we see quite a bit. There are different types of anxiety disorders. You kind of alluded to one earlier. There's social anxiety disorder. There's obsessive compulsive disorder. There's generalized anxiety disorder. So there's lots of different kind of categories within the main category of anxiety disorders.
And is there anything that people who are thinking about seeking help or feel that they may have a problem with anxiety should know that we haven't addressed?
Just that we're here and we're happy to help. And again, it doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out process. I know in the Student Health Center, we're pretty quick at getting you in and doing a quick assessment to see what will be most beneficial for you. There's lots of access to plenty of therapists on campus. There's great community support. Just know that I really, truly believe that, particularly in the Student Health Center, I know that we care and that we're trying to do what we can to help out our students.
That was Dr. Colton Miller with the MU Student Health Center talking about anxiety, college students, and resources here at MU. Thanks for spending your time with us here at Intersection, Conversations with Our Community. I want to thank our producers, Katie Eisterhold and Daniela Vidal, without whom this program would not be possible, and our community outreach team of Helen Tien and Kara Tabor. And of course, thank you to our guests, Gamel Sabingo, Sarah Bess, and Colton Miller. Our music is Montana Skies. Please join us next week at 6:30 p.m. on Monday for conversations on the Roots and Blues Festival. I'm Sarah Shariari for Intersection, right here on KBIA 91.3 FM.